Blog Talk Radio.
We believe. We believe in home and all the magical things that come with it. We believe in forts made from sofa cushions and blankets, licking the frosting off the mixer, and hanging masterpieces on the refrigerator door. We believe in gardens and that the sun recharges your soul. We believe in sending your neighbors smoke signals and celebrating for no reason at all. We believe in Friday night sleepovers and Sunday morning sleep-ins. We believe in the man cave, the woman cave, and having a lock on the master bedroom door. And finally, we believe your home really is your castle, and that our calling in life is to find the one that's perfect for you. Coldwell Banker, fulfilling dreams for over 100 years.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Texas Big Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Brad Richard, and I am under the weather today, so our special guest is going to be doing most of the talking, and I believe she's on the line with us, Evie House from a stage production. Home Staging Company is with us. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. As long as I can make it through 30 minutes, I'll be in good shape. So I want to welcome everybody to the show. This is our third episode of the live show. We also have a featured realtor for this week's show. Our featured realtor is Aaron Mahoney. And on the audio player that live listeners are probably viewing as the show is streaming live, you will be able to see Aaron's listings there. The MLS numbers and the prices for her listings will be on the photographs of her properties that she has listed. So Aaron Mahoney is our featured realtor for this week's show. And we are going to talk about home staging. That's something that my wife Michelle knows quite a bit about, but I know very little. So I'm going to kind of turn it over to you, Evie, and you can just kind of take it from there. Well, I have some questions that we're going to cover, and
okay.
I do want to let the listeners that are tuning in to us live today, our live call-in number is 347-996-3057. That's 347-996-3057. And no, it's not toll-free. Sorry about that. But everybody has unlimited long distance anyway, so I guess it doesn't really matter. But I will keep an eye on the switchboard. If we have any live callers call in to have questions for Evie, they can just call in, and I'll try to bring them into the conversation. But for now, we are going to go to my first question. What is home staging for those listeners who may not know what it's all about?
Okay. Home staging in recent years seems to have become a little bit more popular. People are becoming a little bit more aware of it. But it's actually been around for many years. Home staging is basically the process of getting a home ready to market. A lot of people confuse it with interior decorating or interior design. Interior design and decorating is more about personalizing a home as to how the person is going to live in the home. It's about your specific taste, the colors that you like, what you want in your home, how you're going to experience that property as your home. Staging basically takes the home out of the house. It is neutralizing. It is trying to create a product that will appeal to the broadest market of potential buyers. A lot of shows now on HGTV that you see, Flip or Flop, Property Brothers, and, of course, Fixer Upper, everybody loves that one.
Mm-hmm.
They stage homes that appeal to a broad market of buyers. They don't have specific taste. They don't have specific decor in them. It's more neutral, but it gives the buyer a vision of how the home, how the space can be used, and it makes it easier for them to visualize themselves actually living in that property. 1 in 10 buyers can actually look past a seller's furniture, the colors in their home, the decor that they have in their house. Only 1 in 10 can look past that and actually see the potential of the house. So home staging helps to sell the space, not the stuff. It's depersonalizing, neutralizing, and basically creating a marketable product. It's very similar to when you go to sell your car or trade your car in. You're not going to take your car to the dealer if it's dirty and still has Taco Bell wrappers in the floor. You're going to clean it up. You're going to shine it up a little bit so that you get a better trade-in value for it. So that's the purpose of home staging, is to help buyers envision themselves living in that home, being able to look past the seller's possessions, things like that.
Okay. The one example that I've heard that resonated with me, and of course my dogs are going to bark, so please excuse that in the background, but, you know, we're teleprompter free, so, you know, we have dogs. But one example or a description of home staging that I've heard, for example, if a seller is a avid hunter and they have a lot of, taxidermy type game that's hanging on the wall, and a buyer comes into that house, and if they're not a hunter, that's going to be a major turnoff to that buyer.
We're in East Texas. We have lots of hunters. People love their skulls and their taxidermy. But people have very specific opinions about hunting and hanging your trophies on your wall.
Uh-huh.
Personally, it doesn't offend me. I use skulls in some of, you know, in my own home. But this is the whole purpose of staging, is to point out those types of things that could potentially turn a buyer off.
Right.
Now, the house itself may be great. And again, buyers don't always think about, well, the skulls aren't coming with the house.
No,
all they see is the skulls on the wall. And so right there, they formed an opinion that may or may not be true. So when a stager walks through and points out these things, that's what we do. We make suggestions. You know, in our opinion, you know, it's not about your personal taste. It's about how are you going to make this home more appealing to the people that walk through the front door. So if you have a lot of very taste-specific decor, not just animal skulls, but say you have a lot of bold colors or just a lot of stuff, people can't see the space because all they see is the stuff.
Is your stuff, yeah.
Is your stuff. And so what they're picturing is this is the seller's home. This isn't my home. They can't envision themselves actually making that their home because of all the decor, whether they agree with it or not. They still picture someone else living in that house. They can't picture themselves living in that house.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason it's a good idea to take down family photos, because when they look at family photos, they're picturing the seller's family living there, not their own family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what staging is really about, is going through, helping the seller to see things through the buyer's eye. A big thing about selling a home, and I'm sure as a realtor you come across this a lot, is that sometimes sellers have a hard time making an emotional break from that property. They
right.
raised their kids there, or this was their first home. You know, they have great memories there. And regardless of why they're selling and moving on, they have an emotional attachment to that house. So staging a home helps to kind of sever that tie so that, they're ready to move on to their next destination. And by doing that, possible to allow buyers to see how they could make their own memories in that home, how that could be their forever home.
Mm-hmm. Well, that actually leads me into my next question as far as sellers go. Obviously, home staging, you know, the cost of home staging usually falls on the sellers, you know.
Correct.
And if the sellers want their home staged and they want it to reach out to as many buyers as possible, roughly, I mean, what is the cost that's associated with home staging? Does it vary?
It does. It depends on each situation. We can do as little or as much as that seller wants us to do. If it is just simply doing a simple consultation where we walk through, spend about an hour, walk through with the seller or their realtor and make suggestions, they can take notes, you know, you need to pack up, you know, all the extra dishes in your cabinets. You need to go ahead and pack up most of the stuff in your closets. Go ahead and, you know, things like this. Change the color on this wall. Suggestions. It's completely up to the seller as to how much they want to do. If they want to just simply have us come through and give them suggestions, that could be $100, $200. If they want us to come back and do a lot of the staging for them, move the furniture around, accessorize, things like that, then we can give them a quote on it. Now, an owner-occupied property normally is going to be less of an investment than a vacant property. Vacant property, you have to rent furniture, accessories, their delivery costs, their setup costs. So on a vacant staging, you can figure 1% to 2% of the sales price for the first month, and then after that, it's just the recurring rental fees for the furniture and accessories. On an owner-occupied, if we can use the owner's furniture and their accessories and we just pare down and we just edit, then the cost or the investment itself is really fairly nominal. But mm-hmm. The thing to keep in mind is that when you think about cost or the investment, staging is proven through experience and research that homes will sit on the market less time and, as a rule, will sell for at least asking and sometimes more than asking. When a home sits on the market for a longer period of time, there is a greater chance of having to take a price reduction. The
right.
investment in staging will normally always be less than your first price reduction. So when you think about it that way, it's really making an investment in that property. It doesn't have to be a whole lot. It doesn't mean that you come in and have to renovate, do a lot of repairs. If there are repairs that need to be done, the realtor is going to have, you know, the realtor will tell you, you need to, you know, fix the crack in the wall and things like that. Staging is more about suggesting colors that are going to appeal to buyers, how to arrange your furniture in the room so that you give the perception of more space. Because when you're selling a property, you're selling square footage. So the more square footage that a buyer can realize out of that property, and obviously there's X amount of square footage, but to be able to utilize, then the more they're going to be interested in that property. With vacant staging, a lot of homes, new homes, people that have gone ahead and moved out, people have trouble visualizing how to place the furniture in a vacant home. They have trouble visualizing whether their furniture will fit in it. So even if the house is vacant, you should still consider staging it to help that buyer envision how they would use those spaces.
Yeah, and that actually ties right into my – and no, you didn't get these questions beforehand, right? That does tie
maybe one, maybe one or two of them.
Maybe one or two. But that actually does play right into my third question. When you're talking about a vacant property that a seller is selling, to make it more attractive and to make it more easy for a buyer to visualize them living there, you know, what do you think is the most important room in a vacant property? And there might be, you know, what's the most important two rooms, but either one or two, which do you think are the most important rooms that make the biggest impact on buyers when they walk in?
The most important is going to be your main living area. So your main living room. Now, of course, now with open concepts and stuff, you don't necessarily have formal living areas. You have more of a living, dining, kitchen that all kind of runs together. So your main living area is going to be the most important. And that is backed up by research. The National Association of Realtors does a profile on home staging. The 2017 came out recently, but their research has found that the main living area is the number one area that you want to stage. Second would be your kitchen. And then the third area would be the master bedroom.
And I believe we are back on. We completely got disconnected from Blog Talk Radio. And Evie, are you still with us? Evie, are you still with us? And I'm hoping Evie's still with us. Are you still with us, Evie?
I am. I'm here.
Believe it or not, I think we're back on the air live.
All right.
About that. We dropped off for about 2 to 3 minutes and just got completely disconnected from Blog Talk Radio and from our studio. So I hope you enjoyed the silence for the last 2 or 3 minutes. But according to my switchboard here, it says we're back on live. I have no idea what happened with that. But we are down to obviously about 10 minutes because we had that little interruption. I wanted to let the sellers know that they can visit you on Facebook. You have a great Facebook page for a stage production, and there's a clickable link in the episode description. If you click on Facebook, it'll take you right to Evie's Facebook page, and you obviously there's a lot of information there as well. So thank you for hanging in there with us. I'm glad we didn't lose you as well. That was a shocker, wasn't it?
It was a little bit. I was just talking, but I told you I can do a lot of talking. So
well, I don't think you melted down the phone lines. It was just one of those things where it was just like, damn, I don't know what happened. But anyway, we were able to get back in, and we'll see how the audio comes out in the end. But anyway, well, you were basically talking about the most important rooms being the main living area and then the kitchen. And then the master bedroom. We're down to about, you know, 9-10 minutes here. And I do have a few more other questions. And I'm almost paranoid to have anybody call in case we lose the connection again with Blog Talk Radio. But the number's out there anyway, 347-996-3057. We are talking with Evie House from A Stage Production Home Staging. And if you just joined us, we kind of got knocked off the air for about 2 or 3 minutes, and now we're back on. So we'll put a little note in the episode description of the archive of this episode, letting people know to keep listening when there's radio silence and there's no noise, to keep listening because we did finish the show. Basically, my next question deals with benefits, okay? What benefits do you see there are to having your home staged to sell? And we kind of covered this a little bit, but real quick, you know, what are like the main two or the top two benefits to staging the home?
Well, I think nowadays, since most buyers are shopping online, they are going to realtor.com, they're going to Zillow, these online listing websites, that if you don't have great listing photos on those websites, they are never going to walk through that house. So it's really important to stage a home prior to listing it and posting those listing photos so you have great pictures. You may have a fabulous house, but if you don't have excellent photographs, nobody's going to call and ask to go look at that property. So I think the main thing is you'll have great photographs to go on the online listings, which are really important nowadays. The other thing is that, again, it helps buyers visualize how they can live in the property. One thing is, again, it's proven that staged homes, homes that are staged prior to listing, usually sell sooner than homes that are not staged and for more money. The other thing is when a home is staged, buyers tend to overlook flaws in a home. If the house looks great, if it's staged nicely, if everything looks updated and bright and airy, there may be some little quirks. Not every house is perfect, but a buyer will be more likely to overlook some small flaws if the house is nicely staged. So those are some real important things. It really gives that seller the edge over the competition. If you stage your home, if you make that investment, your home is going to get more attention than a similar house that has not been staged.
And that's a big plus for sellers competing with other sellers.
It is. Sales is a numbers game. You have to have so many people come through. It's just numbers. The more people that walk through that home, the more offers you're going to get on it. And if people aren't seeing great photographs, if the house doesn't show well online, you're not going to get people actually walking through that home to take a look at it and really get the feel for the home.
And if buyers are walking through, let's say, on average 3 to 6 properties per trip out with their realtor, but that's, as realtors, you know, me and Michelle, that's an average for us, 3 to 6 properties when we're out with buyers to show them. If they're looking at 3 to 6 different houses, and maybe only one of those properties or maybe 2 of those properties are staged out of the 6, those 2 are going to stand out when they're done with their property views and when they go home and they think about it. It's like, you know, those 2 really stand out because they were staged and they connected with those properties, and they may forget all about the other 4 that they saw.
Absolutely. Staging is about creating the perception of value. The homes may be equal in construction quality, in, you know, the finishes and things like that, but the homes that look put together that a buyer can walk through and really picture themselves living in, those are the ones that are going to have the edge over the competition. Those are the ones that are going to stand out in those buyers' minds.
I completely agree. If you don't mind telling the listeners, what's the best contact phone number for you? We have a link to the Facebook page.
My phone number is 903-520-8344.
Okay, I think you broke up a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and repeat that.
Okay.
903-520-8344.
That is correct. And
your company's name is A Staged Production. And from what you've shared with us today, it sounds like every home that you stage is a production. You're creating kind of like your own play or your own Broadway musical or whatever. But, I mean, that's how you go into a property and into a home, and you want to dress it up so that it has the wow factor.
It is. As a matter of fact, home staging has its roots in theater and in real estate. The woman that's credited with creating the industry of home staging had a background in theater. And when she was in real estate, she would look at these properties and she would say, I need to set these properties like I did set designs for theater. I need set the stage for somebody to come in. And again, it's just, staging is a marketing tool. It is how do you create a more marketable product that's going to appeal to the Mesmers.
Yeah, and I did not know that that history, you know, of home staging, but I kind of guessed, and I was like, you know, that would make sense. I did musical theater when I was a lot younger, many, many years ago, and the sets were set up just perfectly, and everything was in its place, and, you know, they were, everything had a place. Everything was put exactly where it was supposed to be for a reason. So that makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
We are down to 2 minutes, and I want to thank you very much for being our guest on the Texas Big Real Estate Show. For the people that have been listening, sorry about the interruption or the dead airspace for, you know, a couple of minutes in the middle of the show. We were inadvertently disconnected from Blog Talk's connection, so I do apologize for that. We will put a note in the description telling people to keep listening past the dead space, because we did finish the show. So we apologize for that, but, teleprompter free. We're down to, like I said, about 2 minutes. We've been talking with Evie House from A Stage Production, and you can visit her on Facebook, or you can contact her at 903-520-8344. And in the last 60 seconds, what is the number one tip you would give sellers who are trying to sell their home?
The number one thing that a seller can do is clean. Clean and declutter. Your house cannot be clean enough, and that is inside and outside. If somebody walks in and the house is dirty, they're going to think the house is not well taken care of. So cleaning, and I mean clean, clean, and clean some more. Inside and out, your house cannot be clean enough. That's the number one thing.
Oh, that was just our 90-second warning. Go ahead. Wasn't me.
That would be the number one thing. Cleaning, and go ahead and start decluttering. Start packing stuff up.
Cleaning and decluttering.
Yes. And that's free. You can do that yourself.
And one thing, an additional thing that I would also tell sellers from what we've experienced is the things that are personal, that have a meaning to you or your family, it's okay to take them down, put them in boxes, because you're going to move anyway, and they won't be taken down and they won't be out of sight forever. It's just temporary.
That's exactly right. You're going to take your possessions to your next location. Go ahead and get a jump on packing things up.
Well, that sounds like great advice. And we're down to about 30 seconds. Once again, I want to thank you for being on the show, and appreciate your patience. I want to thank the listeners that tuned in. We will be back next Monday at 3 p.m. live with episode 4. We will have another special guest, and we'll also have a different featured realtor with their listings on the audio player. And so go ahead and like the show, send us comments, and hope for everybody to join us next Monday at 3 p.m. So until then, just remember, there's no place like home. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, bye for now.